Sunday, how can MEC disbanded knocking the time on in municipalities? Simple disbanded.
That's like disbandment.
Yeah. Now, shouldn't that have come by us?
I'm not sure. We'll have to revise procedures and check. Was it on the news?
No, I got it from the council. He called in the mayor and the speaker and the leader of the opposition. He said, I've got bad news.
It's a dissolution, total dissolution.
Total dissolution.
Both political and administrative.
No. Political.
Yeah, because the question says they can do that and report to us in 7 days.
Fourteen days.
Yeah. Mm. No, but let's revise the and check.
If it's done last week Friday, I mean the 14 days have not yet expired.
Mm.
It could mean the correspondence.
No, but how can I send everybody home if the 14 days have not expired?
No, they pronounce, they dissolve, and then they request permission. In that regard, from the minister.
You see, he specifically waited for last week so that the 9 months don't come into effect, so he doesn't have to have a re-election before May next year.
No. Let's check when it affects for Athens.
I think we must wait. Let's just follow up.
Yeah. And see what's
up. Because I would have thought that if there's a total disbandment, they will contact us.
It's not like a Naledi group.
No, not Naledi.
They're not similar. It's not a similar approach.
And Naledi was in police station.
Yes,
but Naledi has an election afterwards.
Oh.
Now there's less than 9 months.
For election.
From the 1st of September to the last day election can be held is less than 9 months, because the last day elections must be held is the 31st of May. So they don't have to have an election, they go home for the rest of the 9 months.
Sure. Look, let's see and see what intervention we can quickly apply. Are we quarantined?
Captain, I want to apologize for keeping you up, but I was building another meeting.
We had no choice. You are a Quora. Because you're a Quora, we had to wait for you. unless if they said you were not coming, but that's what
you. They waited for you, not for me.
Wow! No, not for you, because no, you were just near. he was a determination of the duty. No, welcome. So and welcome from your provision, which all of we hope you had a nice provision with you. So can we just go to the agenda? But before the agenda, maybe let me just make this remark. We're supposed to be meeting in two provinces. All MEC indicated unavailability due to their circumstances. They even wrote letters to say they will not be able to make it due to their own unforeseen circumstances. So we said we will make follow ups and see when they can come and make those presentations. Thank you. To our agenda there, we have three items. Consideration and adoption of committee report to Mafikeng Local Municipality. And I would request with your indulgence that we deal with the communication. Are we agreed? I would request that we go straight to recommendations.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So let's have Mafikeng. Recommendations are on page 9, starting from page 9. 10.1.1 having conducted the oversight visit to Mafikeng local municipality and interacted with all relevant stakeholders, the Select Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs recommends as follows. 1. The SOP approved the intervention in Mafikeng local municipality as issued by Northwest Provincial Executive Council in terms of Section 1391B of the Constitution. 2. The Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs should approach the Hawks to pursue criminal investigation in all cases of financial irregularities and fraud in Mafikeng local municipality as a matter of interest. A report in this regard should be forwarded to the SOP. 3. The administrator should investigate the matter regarding the council vehicle in Houghton, as well as municipal tractor, which was irregularly used by a contractor. 4. The administrator should investigate the alleged improper appointment of 20 contract workers in municipality and take the necessary corrective measures in rectifying these appointments. 5. The administrator should immediately investigate and take corrective steps with regard to the Director of Community Services, who is allegedly to have refused service in the community. 6. The administrator should fast track the process of appointing the municipal manager in order to facilitate the transfer of skills and to ensure continuity. 7. The Northwest MEC for Provincial Session should table quarterly progress report to the SOP and the provincial legislature on the status of the intervention in the municipality, including challenges and cancer. I pause for Honorable Watson.
10.1.2, a report in regard to the Hawks should be forwarded to the NCOP. There's no time frame to it, and so it can take 5 years. I think it should be within 1 month at least, no more than that.
Are we agreeing time frame?
Yes.
And determination within 1 month?
Yeah.
From now? Or from when? From that time?
From the date, no. Because they knew it, they were there.
Okay.
From the date of the visit.
Thank you.
You see, if we wait 3 months, then we get this report we got from Dala.
All right. Why don't we say from the day the House approves?
That's
going to
be next year.
It will be
next.
Okay. So let's agree within 1 month.
Within 1 month.
Yeah, within 1 month. And then we'll just fight it.
Well, if you want to make it 1 month from today, when we approve the report.
When we approve the report.
Will
you
give us a report?
Yeah. It's fine. Let's take facts.
On the same issue, I wanted to raise the same thing as Mr. Wiley. But what report, on what a report in this regard should be? Is it to appoint the Hawks or a report back on the activities?
Yeah.
What?
No, just the Hawks.
On the progress, of whether the arrest, what? You remember when we were at Madibu, we said with immediate effect, but now they are arrested. But here, I don't know how we can put it, but the way we said it, we said with immediate effect last month, there were two arrests, especially those who were linked to 100 million. And then I don't know what this would be.
Yeah, to assist, I think the progress report on those issues has been that is most hoax and all that.
Progress report.
Any other issue? I move for adoption. Honorable Mercy, sorry.
I do move for adoption.
Any second?
Second.
Any objection? The report agreed and adopted. Let's go to Eastern Cape Municipality Report. Recommendations are on page 6, 10.1. Having deliberated on the 2007 and 8 Eastern Cape Municipality Performance Report, the Select Committee on Cooperative Governance and Transitional Affairs recommend as follows. 1. The SUP should endorse the 2007 and 8 Eastern Cape Municipality Performance Report. 2. In order to improve the quality of annual reports, the Eastern Cape Department of Local Government and Transitional Affairs should develop a new reporting format for Section 46 reports to be used by all municipalities as from 2008 and 2009 financial year. The Eastern Cape Department of Local Government and Transitional Affairs should provide intensive support on municipalities which have serious performance challenges with respect to specific key performance areas. The Eastern Cape Department of Local Government and Transitional Affairs should assist municipalities in the province to improve the situation with respect to critical skill shortage and the filling of vacant posts, as well as ensuring the performance agreements are signed. The Eastern Cape MEC for Local Government and Transitional Affairs should table quarterly progress report to the NCOP in respect of municipal performance in the province. The report is open for engagement. Honorable Bloom.
Chairperson, the report is straightforward and I will move the adoption of the
report. Any surrender? Honorable Mufokeng. Any objection? The report is agreed.
Can I can't argue against that. But
I've heard that in Kokoma, you remember when we were in Kokoma?
Yeah.
That things have even got worse there. I can't remember if that's in the report. Because that administrator has given up. He's packed his bag and he's gone. And that mayor who looked like he was inventing ice cream for the first time, you know, he's so smooth. He's the troublemaker. He's causing all the trouble. And I can't remember what the MEC in his report said about Kokoma, but things are in a terrible state in that small municipality. You remember they didn't even have money to give us a cup of tea or cold drink.
Yes, I remember. Honorable Messi?
The report is fine. I'm worried about this report. In fact, the one that we've done, we've got in front of us is basic on what we heard from them. But as he's saying, it's true. During the crucial week, they remember that one from Sunday Rivers in Tumane, that lady. That lady said in the meeting when we had a briefing that in front of us, SOP members, they want to talk to the department because the department does. They just put them there. No support, nothing, and they have to find a way of resolving the problem. So I think what he says is quite correct. And I think if we can make, I don't know how to make follow up here to those people for us to hear what is. In fact, we can ask him when he comes to give us a report about what is going on in Kokoma and what is going on in Silent River. And that lady will be there, will be here when they come. But obviously, when they are here in the meeting, that lady won't raise the things that she raised there because she will be coming with the MEC here and she will be told what to say. Hence, she won't say what he said to us. In fact, I think the report that we have must reflect that so that when we meet with them, we compare it with what we have told them. Because they are not giving them support and it's still chaos. There's nothing that is changing. I think they are tired even in Sunday River too. The administrator would say, I think they want to leave, but it's just that they've been there.
Honorable Bloom?
Chapter said, no. It's two different reports that we are dealing with. Why are we not flagging to Kokoma
and Sunday's
and bring it back to the committee?
the issues that the two members are raising, and deal with it directly, because we have the reports, and deal with it and check and do follow ups on those things. But for this meeting, this report is a true reflection of what the MEC has presented.
I think it was off the cuff. It was not about this, as I understood it.
Well, it's a report on the Eastern Cape municipalities. You see, now we've taken what they've given us as gospel. And I agree with Honorable Bruce. Let's flag two municipalities in the Eastern Cape and ask for a special report on those two.
Yeah, I was going to say this. I'm going to follow my apologies. I was going to suggest, precisely because they were to be here, in that context, we pursue calling them here, as they were going to give us a report. And then we adjudicate and prosecute that report the same way we did with Free State municipalities. There will be no change. Obviously, anything that doesn't satisfy the committee, you know the medicine that you apply. So that we follow procedure at that level, call them, prosecute the report, and all these things, including the knowledge of the provincial with issues, or the attitude that you received from that community. All those things should assist the committee in dealing with issues of Eastern Cape. And I think we must just be firm and apply what's supposed to be applied. I would suggest we take that approach, and the secretary and should from now on engage, because they've apologized. We might not be able to say next week, there are a lot of political programs. After next week is a recess. Immediately, when we come back, let's have that.
Yeah, the chair that,
I mean, this is the 2007-2008 report. It's got nothing to do with our business.
Yes.
But when we do the report in the House, I know the members will say, how can you accept the report when things are so bad in Sundays River and in Kokoma and elsewhere? And so that we just minute the fact that we're aware of the problems and we're asking for a report. If you are going to do a statement on it, you might even reflect on this is the 2007 and 2008, but since then there are things that is worrying this committee tremendously, because we're getting known to be a committee of no nonsense.
Okay, we'll note that when we make a statement.
Thank you.
So that we express that dissatisfaction while we make that statement. Okay. Thank you very much. Agreed. Can we go to Harit and Mohokari, a local municipality. The recommendations are on page 4. Hey. There are a lot of recommendations here, no? Yes, 6 and 6.1. The State Committee on Cooperative Governance and Transitional Affairs, having considered the request for termination of interventions in Haribi District Municipality and Mohokari Local Municipality, recommend that the MCOP approves the termination of the intervention in both municipalities. Can we engage?
We'll have to trust your opinion, because neither Mr. Honorable Bloom or I were at Harib and
you'll
have to call us.
Remember, this I'm sure is the past,
yes,
the previous third, it's a third parliament issue.
Oh!
It's not our.
In fact, it's based on the intervention that we have conducted, and what the province is suggesting now is that they are tabling a notice to say the intervention has been completed. They are requesting that it should be terminated now that the municipality has resumed to normality and they have given back their executive powers.
Then it's approved.
Any surrender? Objection?
Can I please place another point on the agenda?
Yes.
Chair, in our provincial week now, I've discovered that in Tabachev, that intervention has been going on since October 2009. I think you were there. I wasn't able to go. I'm not sure whether this committee visited Tabachev. So when did we approve that intervention, and how is it? Because apparently there's an administrator and an assistant administrator, and you know how political gossip goes. I'm told that the assistant or deputy administrator has nothing to do. It just sits reading newspapers and comic books. But things are not right in that municipality, and I'm just wondering what is. If we could have a report on what was our involvement, and it's also not clear to me exactly how this 6 months thing works, because it says we have to approve the intervention within 6 months, but is it then ongoing until forever and ever, or what? Or do we have regular interventions? Maybe we should get some advice on that one. But I'm particularly perturbed that there's an intervention that's now almost a year old. And as you know, in the news, seven councillors have just been fired from one of the parties in Tabachev. And things are not going right.
Can I get a voice? What's the administrative knowledge on it?
Yes. Tabachev was part of the intervention, and this is conducted by the committee during the first parliament, not during the start.
It's not our thing.
But what I'll do from the administrative side is to ensure that members get a copy of the report that was tabled in the House.
Now, you see, that's the problem. Sorry, Chair, but that intervention was approved, but then what's the word we use for finalized?
Approved.
No. We've just said terminated. The intervention was terminated. But the new intervention came into being in October last year, when we were fully in the seat.
Do you know about that?
Chair, with regard to our record, administratively, we are not aware of a new intervention that was issued.
Well, this is my point, you see.
I think what I would suggest, because we should also avoid to be a committee that goes to a municipality when there is a written intervention. We should also go even when there is no written invitation.
Yes.
And try to search a municipality. We know that one, even Kukamo can make a follow-up. We said we need to make follow-up. So and prioritize this area. And go as an over normal oversight without being dictated to by a determination by the constitutional obligation of 139. And go and you know engage on this type of things and see what position we can take on that one.
But you see, sir, this one is a matter of real urgency, because if what I've been told is true, then an intervention was made subsequent to a termination of a previous one, a new administrator appointed, no notice given to us within 14 days, and we didn't approve it within 6 months. It's already in its second 6 months.
Now, I think let's approach it that way, and also to check the type of intervention issued, because there are provincial interventions,
yeah,
and constitutional interventions, and then we take it from, even if it's a provincial intervention, we still have an obligation to then make an oversight and check what are the status of that, what's happening, so that we're able to make our own interventions.
Chairperson, yeah. I will propose that you write a letter to the minister or whoever to ask this question. Is it true that this municipality, this intervention, and so that we must get that answer? If it is true, then we must act on it. That's my proposal.
That's fine. I think that letter must be crafted immediately. But do we have that right? But let's consult. Because, you know, as a committee chair, sometimes they say letters are written by chairman of house and all sorts of... We'll check whether we have the right to put.
Well, we have all the right in the world.
The right.
Because our job as members of parliament is oversight.
Okay.
And it's in a provincial week of oversight that we pick up this thing about not getting Tatai money and this thing about. What's his name? Cabocio. And then in the same week, the report came back from Sunday's River and from another member of our house about Kokama.
No, then let's approach it broadly and say we write letters to various municipalities where we feel we don't have proper answers, including Kokama, Sunday's River, to the minister. But the content will be different. On this one, we would want this type of information. On this one.
Yeah.
I think that's something like this. Broad thing. I would have to make it today.
Yeah, but I agree, Chair President, but what I want to support is what you said. Verify first.
Yeah.
I know we've got all the rights, but verify first which process is correct for us so that you don't write to the minister whilst we're not supposed to be doing it like that.
Yeah.
So that we do the right thing, but we want to get into the content.
Sure.
Thank you,
Honorable. Is there any other off the record issue? It's not there. Is there any other issue?
Can I just ask about the legislation? We heard in WIPS this morning, and it probably will be repeated tomorrow in programming, that there's a lot of legislation on its way to the NZB now. And you know, we're rising on Friday and only coming back in October. So I think we must ask that the Secretary communicates to us, well, that goes for both committees, on legislation. And a lot of it is 76, especially in your committee, in the Security Committee, and because we have to plan very carefully, you know, when is oversight, and because oversight on the one committee, or rather briefings on the one committee will also influence the other committee. We've been warned that we might rise very late in December.
Okay. I think you check all those registration and let's see and make sure that they get quicker to us and we'll program them. Is section 76 registration?
Some 75 and 76. You see, the funny thing, Chair, is that the legislation pertaining to this committee is mostly 75, although it has to do with local government elections, it has to do with Systems Act and Structures Act changes, because the original bills were tagged 75, and we're still riding that same wave, and not everybody understands if an original act is tagged 75, you can't change the amendment to a 76, it has to stay 75, and so most of ours is 75 in this committee, but in the other committee a lot of it is 76 that I saw on the list. But you'll remember that the Deputy Minister for COCTA said that he will ensure that even though it's 75 that there will be extensive public hearings.
Yeah, but I think we still need to express a concern.
Yes, I have.
Because I've seen all those issues that they have to do with that 75 bill.
Yeah.
Of amendment or Systems Act are the issues we're discussing.
Yes.
They are informed by what you find on the ground every time. And we were best placed to can make a comment and a recommendation.
Exactly.
Unless if it comes to us, we just become who we are. We make many, many amendments. Whether they reject it or not, we shall have done our work.
Yes.
We say no.
It's
yeah.
A big concern.
Yeah.
It's a big concern.
Yeah.
Even Prince Zulu raised it this morning again in the joint
meeting.
It was supposed to start with that.
I asked one question. I said that who determine the type of bill? Who determines where?
It's the tagging committee. And when a new bill is tabled, it gets tagged. And once it's tagged, all amendments to that act are tagged the same way. But some of these will have to change. I mean, all the original Systems Act, Structures Act, Demarcation Act, even the Local Government Election Act, are all tagged 75. That's the whole.
Okay.
It should be 76.
There must be a different approach. But all in all, I think we have exhausted our day's meeting. the meetings then digest. Meeting for the plenary, according to now. Tomorrow is the constitutional meeting?
Yes.
What is that?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Where? At Montana.
Yes.
Montana. Where?
515 in
Mark Building.
Where it was a court office.